Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Protests, violence, and even deaths overshadowed voting Sunday in Venezuela. At least 10 people died, and many stayed away in large numbers from the polls. The vote called by President Nicolas Maduro might lead to unlimited powers for the ruling Socialist Party. The first vice president of Venezuela's Socialist Party, Diosdado Cabello, said all Venezuelans will ultimately benefit from what President Maduro is trying to do. Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering the United States to cut its diplomatic staff in Russia by 755 in response for new U.S. sanctions imposed over Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and Moscow's activity in Ukraine. Sergei Rybkov is the Russian deputy foreign minister. He appeared on the ABC News program this week with George Stephanopoulos.
I think the political will is what is needed most in this situation. And I believe there are several areas where U.S. and Russia can and should work together cooperatively. Non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, countering terrorism, illicit migration, trafficking in people, climate change, you name it. We are ready. We are stretching our hand forward.
In response to Putin's order, the U.S. State Department deemed all of this a regrettable and uncalled for act on Russia's part. Al-Shabaab insurgents in Somalia claiming they have killed 40 African Union troops and an ambush on a convoy. It happened in the lower Shabelle region, Uganda acknowledging some of its troops were part of the convoy. This is VOA News. President Trump has begun an urgent round of diplomatic consultations with Japan and South Korea about North Korea's latest intercontinental ballistic missile test. He spoke by telephone with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Then Mr. Abe spoke with reporters. The Japanese leader said he and Mr. Trump agreed that further action must be taken. There had been word for the U.S. and South Korea, as well as Japan, could be approaching the U.N. Security Council for stricter measures against Pyongyang. After the latest missile test, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said they are confident their missiles have the capability of reaching the continental United States. U.S. military officials have confirmed the death of four additional senior Islamic State leaders in a July 11th airstrike in northeastern Afghanistan that also killed the top leader of the terrorist group. The drone attack struck IS headquarters in Kunar province, that's along the border with Pakistan, and eliminated Abu Sayyid, the emir of the Islamic State self-styled Khorasan province branch. U.S. airstrikes have primarily been responsible for killing about 20 leaders of the branch since it launched extremist activities in the country 2 years ago. Police on Sunday said a gunman and a policeman were killed on Saturday during an attack on the home of Kenya's deputy president, William Ruto, just a week before national elections. Ruto and his family were not home at the time of the attack. Police have not commented on a motive. President Uhuru Kenyatta and Mr. Ruto attended an open-air mass Sunday ahead of next week's presidential vote. Mr. Kenyatta spoke to the crowd.
To thank God for how far we have come, to ask for his favor, for peace during the next couple of weeks, and to keep us as a people and as nation united with a clear recognition that this country was here before August the 8th and will be here after the election.
Polls show a tight race against opposition leader and presidential candidate Raila Odinga. Jamaican sprint superstar Usain Bolt will seek the limelight when he takes to the track at the World Track Championships. That'll be in London this week. He has dominated sprinting since taking double individual gold at the Beijing Olympics in 2008 and going on to win a further six Olympic golds and also picking up 11 world titles.
That's the latest world news from VOA.